sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
I'm talking fear. No. Let's try this again. Episode 094. Two make it on Earth. Two. Emphasis on the two. And we're starting it like this. I'm talking fear. Fear of losing creativity. I'm talking fear. Fear of missing out on you and me. I'm talking fear. Fear of losing loyalty from pride because my DNA won't let me involve in the light of God. I'm talking fear. Fear that my humbleness is gone. Oh, man. I'm talking fear. Fear that love ain't living here no more. I'm talking fear. Fear that it's wickedness or weakness. Fear, whatever it is, both is distinctive. Fear. What happens on Earth stays on Earth, and I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse. Badass. Within 14 tracks carried out over wax, searching for resolution until somebody gets back. Fear. What happens on Earth stays on Earth, and I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse. Within 14 tracks carried out over wax, wondering if I'm living through fear or living through rap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Hey, B-Black. Isn't this the second consecutive episode you've made about Kendrick Lamar lyrics? What's up with that? Because motherfucker, I can. All right. All right, welcome, bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. B Blizzard, a.k.a. B Dot Black, a.k.a. Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, and a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Yeah. Yeah, if you're a returning listener, you're probably wondering, hey, how come you didn't mention where those names apply to? I will get to that. But before I continue, again, for you returning listeners, this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red-blue flag. That means rouge et bleus up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory, on July 9th, 2023. This, 6:52 p.m. on a Sunday? Yeah, okay. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff and record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. All right, let me try to get a little organized here. Get my desk. Shout out to, don't want to humble brag here, but this is humble brag, but if I sound a little clearer spirit, it's because I have someone come in to clean up my apartment, and mental health reasons. Hey, B-Black, won't you clean your own apartment? That's a very good question. I could. Problem is procrastination, so I punish myself by paying someone else to do it for me. And it feels good. Hold on. So what's that sound? Oh, right, right, right. The air filter. Right. Okay. So this is just me acknowledging the clean room. Usually I'm complaining about something like my board or this fucking chair that I need to. But this is me trying to be a little grateful, you know what I mean? Start off with a little gratefulness for my spirit. All right. Today's intro, I got a lot of quotes. Shout out to my man, Talal Macy, again, who I keep getting my... I don't know, man. That dude, sometimes the quotes pop up and the timings are usually perfect. And it's like, I don't know, if you've ever been to a church, back in the whole churchgoers could relate to this, right? You're at a church and pastors be preaching and the pastor says something and it's like, God damn, the timing is incredible. It's like, Pastor, you're preaching to me. T.D. Jake has this thing where he says, you know, I don't know who I'm preaching to. That's his way of saying this is going to hit home for someone. Anyway, so look at me justifying shit on the podcast. So anyways, I'm going to read some fucking quotes that I got from Talam AC, and I'm just going to read them quick because there's a whole lot for you to process. The last two I read, I'll elaborate even further on the final thoughts, but here we go. First one goes, most people can't see quality or talent if clout isn't attached to it. Okay, that's not Talal Macy. That's from DJ Disperse. Yeah. I'm not even sure how we became friends. But anyway, yeah, some dope quote, man. Most people. That's so typical of Ottawa. But that's, again, I'll elaborate. I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it at that one. That's just I connected with that line very much. Next one goes, you are handling situations better than your old self would have. Celebrate that, badass. You know what? Yeah, I like this because it's my proof that therapy is working for me. Because the change has come to America. There is only one thing more precious than time. Who we spend it with. Amen. I shout out to my man, Jay Little. He made me realize when it comes to drinking, it's not just the alcoholic beverage. It's the company you keep that makes the time. People think it's, you know, people go to bars for the liquor, but sometimes it's the company you keep that just makes the moment more pleasurable. So yeah. Who you spend it with. Be mindful who you spend your time with. What's this one goes? There's a lot of things popping up on my way. Okay, the next one goes, don't forget to, oh my God, sorry, I already reset that already. Don't forget that, okay. Oh, this is my favorite. This is a favorite. Someone not committed to growth as an individual would not be committed to growing as a mate. Now, I love this quote, even though it had me thinking about the people I've dated. And not just people I dated, but for the sake of conversation, dated. I realized we did not have the same definition of growth. One growth for him, for her was, you don't have a university degree. Growth would be your black ass getting a degree. You know, my point is, I love that quote, but you got to be careful. Or I love that quote. And I always thought that it'd be a great first date question. You know, it's like, hey, so do you believe in growth? Yes or no? Problem with the thing is, with that is, you got to make sure that you both share the same definition of growth. Because for me, growth is being more authentic. That's me, growth, right? I'm still going to be a fat motherfucker, but I'm just saying growth is being, like, I'm more focused on that than, that's part of my definition of growth. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. Last one. Oh, wow. So much for final thoughts. Okay, last one, and I promise to elaborate in final thought. It goes, I don't have the energy to pretend. Oh, my God. That's my favorite one. Yes. I have the energy to pretend. Amen. All right. Before I continue with the next segment of the show, I want to send a shout out to all the homie and homiettes. Mainly homiettes from Ottawa who have driven to Toronto, who were in Toronto yesterday or who are tonight to bear witness to the concert of Beyonce Knowles. I don't regret not paying tickets for the concert, but I am happy for them, and I hope y'all have a great time. Granted, by the time you hear this podcast, if you do, the concert will have gone over. But I'm here in spirit saying, hope y'all have an amazing time. I just read a review about it, some commentary on Toronto Star. I don't usually like to consult any white people publication, which is everything in Canada, any Canadian white public, when it comes to any of my favorite artists coming to the country. But, Toronto Star didn't piss me off. Didn't say anything that pissed me off. But, apparently it was a really good concert. Stage light effect was dope. And, hope you got your money's worth because that shit was expensive. All right, last is shout out. And I promise not to explain, not to elaborate. Those who know will know. But shout out to those of you who, this might be complicated, who can't get themselves to say ouch. Or if they can't say ouch, can't get people to listen. So basically, who suffer on their own. That's what I'm trying to get at. All right, okay, let's jump to, I got to warn you, news and random thoughts. There's a lot of items. Final thoughts will be relatively short. So let's do this, all right? Let's go. Oh, my God. Right, okay, I already warned you, this is... going to be a heavy, you know what, if you go in the show notes, you'll see what I'm about to go over. So let's do this. Let's go first. Okay, let's go quickly. All right, first one. Oh, this is a random thought. TikTok sent me one of those posts that say, hey, do you want us to sync all your content? Do you want us to bring in all your fucking friends from Facebook on this platform? And I'm like, fuck no. Part of what makes TikTok a pleasurable for me, enjoyable, is I don't want to see content from from people from Ottawa, from any of my friends. No disrespect. I know I'm sounding disrespectful, but fuck, man. Ottawa is not the city of creativity. If there is, I'm unfortunately not in contact with the creative side of Ottawa. When I think of Ottawa, I think conservative, old school, old fashioned, conform, and shit like that. I'm the weirdo, even though I'm less of a weirdo than the actual weirdos. But I don't know. You know. This is like a feeling. I need to like dig into even more. And it's how. Granted, Ottawa is my home, but I fucking hate my home, man. It's my home, but I've always felt like an outsider. It doesn't make sense, but it's my home, but I've always felt rejected by it. It's, you know, I'm just, and as a result, I develop a resentment for it. I'm sure there's someone out there, Ottawa's the greatest place on earth. It's not a popular notion in Ottawa, but you know. Oh, okay, granted, people in Ottawa, us Ottawa folks, we love to complain. We love to bitch, moan, and complain. Granted, I'm no different. I'm just saying, TikTok, part of what makes this app interesting is meeting new content creators out there in this outside my world. And it's kind of weird. It is kind of weird. I mean, but yeah, don't TikTok. Don't, hold on a second. My eyes are dry for some reason. Yeah, TikTok. Don't be telling my old friend. Don't be telling people I know that I'm on TikTok, all right? Think of it as I'm in a strip club. And I don't need people from my congregation knowing that, you know, I'm in the booty club. What did I say? Right. Yeah. No, I just realized how on this podcast, the shit that I say is things that I've never felt comfortable saying out loud. And it's not embarrassing shit. It's not like, it's, I don't know. I tend to say shit that cause the other person to, in my experience, to not, basically, I have an intention of what, okay, I tend to say shit that creates an unintended impact. That's what I'm trying to say. I know I sound like the white dude saying, fuck, can't say shit, I'm always offending someone. No, that's not what I mean. I'm just, you know, it's a be black thing, man. It's a be black thing. Instead of just going on, I'm going to end that rant here. And fuck Ottawa. Yeah. All right. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to play this clip. about Breonna, the killing of Breonna Taylor. And this is some shit that I was not aware, except that we all knew that the the killing of Breonna Taylor was foul. And this homie just explains how fucking foul it is. So even further, even more foul than I thought. But here we go.
So it took everyone 2 years to figure out that I was right.
Earlier today, I spoke with the family of Breonna Taylor. This morning, they were informed that the Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville Metro Police Department officers with federal crimes related to Ms. Taylor's death.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky started a hit squad to harass people of color in poor neighborhoods. The house that Breonna Taylor was renting from was sitting in the middle of a gentrification project that the mayor's developer buddies need to get rid of before they could start construction. After cops arrested an actual drug dealer 10 miles and 10 minutes after, they faked a search warrant to go harass Breonna Taylor.
Wow.
Those alleged crimes include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction offenses. We allege that the defendants knew their actions in falsifying the affidavit could create a dangerous situation.
Yeah, the dangerous situation was getting Breonna Taylor shot so the city could buy her house for a dollar. What, you thought I made that number up?
Without a lawful objective justifying the use of deadly force, defendant Hankison traveled away from Ms. Taylor's doorway to the side of the building and fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's apartment through a bedroom window and a sliding glass door that were both covered with blinds and curtains.
Yeah, remember all those Blue Lives Matter people talking about, oh, yep, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend shot one round first and then all the cops were returning fire? That's not what happened. One cop went to the side of the house and emptied a mag into a window.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I'm just positive. I remember that. I remember I was listening to, what was it, New York Daily Podcast, and they were breaking down the killing of the murder of Breonna Taylor, and they were talking about this one asshole, this one cop was shooting in the window, and no one had no fucking clue what he was doing. It's like, is this a rookie cop? Is he freaking out? What the fuck is his problem? Only to find out this motherfucker was on some hit squad shit. Here we go.
Yeah, you clowns are trying to be like, oh, the cops are scared for their lives, trying to give them qualified immunity when one dude literally went to the side of the house to do a hit job.
Hit job. Oh my God. Yes, man. Now, okay, you know what? This Breonna Taylor, Breonna Taylor story like breaks my heart. It is Taylor, right? Did I say that right? I tend to fuck up English people's name. Breonna Taylor. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Quick story. I remember the first time. This was around like the George Floyd murder and Christian Cooper. Is that his name? Christian Cooper? The whatever. 2020. I was in a fucking low. Seriously, people. I don't think people understand. I don't even think I understand how this shit was like. I was slave depressed. By that I mean is I still showed up to work. Even though deep down inside I'm like, fuck it, man. Fuck, I hope this is the day I die. And so I was like, it's like I was a functional depressive, if that makes sense. Look, I'm still making sense of it by myself, right? But I knew I was in a fucking low. And thinking of Breonna Taylor, I remember this one time around that moment in time, I had a comedy show, and I was in comedy mode, but I remember reminding myself to say, hey, because this was like early 2020, and the cops who murdered Breonna Taylor still hadn't been arrested, and nothing had happened, and I remember just going on stage saying, yo, the cops who murdered Breonna Taylor still haven't been arrested. Before starting my show, this was just me being the black comedian. At first, I felt like I was being the black comedian saying some black shit, whatever, right? Just said it wasn't I was expecting the white people to be, Breonna who? You know what I mean? And I got some applaud, you know? Of course, the woke white folks. I hate that word, woke. Anyway, yeah, but it was the, you know, the woke white folks who were aware of it. Yeah, they were like, yeah. But here's the thing is, I wasn't doing that shit for applause. People had no idea I was like close to fucking. I was pretty much saying George Floyd, this happened, this incident, and then fuck, and then because I guess I must have read something about Breonna Taylor, and I remember just the words just came out of my mouth, and the motherfuckers who murdered Breonna Taylor still have it. It's like I was pretty much saying that shit in tears. And I remember getting the applause, and I'm like, thanks. I mean, I guess that's good for, you know, a good way to start a comedy show. But deep down, I was telling people, fuck, man. The fuck? This, how much could a nigga take? I don't know. I remember just feeling so alone in that moment, being surrounded by motherfuckers who just didn't get it. Hey, B, why didn't you just explain to... Yo, but I was in a... Like I said, I was in a slave... I had the depression of a slave, meaning I was still at work. And part of, like... Part of being able to... I was trying to be a functional human being. And part of being a functional human being is being... Is like, what depression? Ain't no fucking depression. I mean... Oh, shit, what? The motherfuckers who murdered Breonna Taylor haven't been caught? Fuck, what else, God? What? How more can you fuck with me right now? Anyway, yeah. I remember hearing this story and thinking of that moment when I said that on stage, getting those applause and remembering the state of mind that I was in. I just felt the need to share that, man. All right. Hold on a second. I'm just going to see what these two notifications are about. Might be one of my hoes. No, it's not. Okay, sorry. I just wasn't expecting notifications. Oh, shit! Okay, I'm gonna read it later. It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop, though. Oh, shit! Okay, so no. I got a homegirl who's at the Beyonce concert. If you have a fidelity, I told her, you know, take pictures, keep me posted. I'm there with you in spirit. And she just sent me some details. God bless her, man. God bless. Anyway, all right, okay. See, this is me trying to be grateful, all right? I'm grateful for the good shit I got. All right, let's go. Daily reminder. Okay, I love this TikTok. Shout out to this content creator for saying what I'm thinking. Here we go.
To be clear, the whole we can disagree and still be friends is for stuff like pineapple on pizza.
Right.
Not for the systemic destruction of an entire community.
Shout out to J Scotty Wise. Is that his name? I stand with LGBTQ plus. Fuck the Supreme Court. I see what you say. Yeah, man. Yeah, no, that kills me, man. Motherfuckers. Anyways, yeah. Okay, let's go. What else do I have? This is just me sharing content. Again, links to all this shit is in the show notes. Did you guys hear? Sorry. Just the caption made me laugh. All right, okay. Did you guys hear, again, the links in the show notes? It might be better if you see it than hear it, but I'm still going to play it, man. I don't know. Did you guys hear about this motherfucker, this black dude who tried in Atlanta? The cops are searching for him, man, but if it was me, they should leave him alone. But the cops are searching in Atlanta for this black dude who went into a nail salon and try to rob motherfuckers, all right? And, okay, so I'm going to still play it, and I'll try to describe what I'm seeing here, right? Hold on, pause. Okay, so this is fucking motherfuckers. Like, I feel sorry for this poor bastard. He goes into a nail salon, and this is, like, the camera footage of him trying to rob a nail salon, right? Like, give me the loot. I'm like, Biggie. Here we go. He walks in. Okay, I should point out that his hand is like inside a bag and kind of like saying he's got a gun. And here we go.
Everybody, get down! Get down your money! Empty out your pockets!
Empty out your pockets!
Get down your money! Get down! Where's the money? Get down your money! Where's the money?
Motherfucker acting like you don't understand English.
Everybody, give me everything! Where's the money?
It must be Viet Cong. Alright, okay. I apologize. Okay, if you haven't seen this video, and this is better watch, but long story short, this motherfucker has all this bass in his voice, and no one is respecting him. They're like, one guy's on the phone and acting like he can't understand English, and then this one lady, she gets up, she goes outside, on his way out, he goes, Scotty, buddy! Nope. I'm just saying that shit can't be good for the self-esteem, man. Fuck that. Seven Habits. That dude needs to reread Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. How to be a better thug. I don't like laughing at people's misfortune, but that shit was too hilarious. All right. Again, links in the show notes. Hope it makes you laugh the same way it made me laugh. All right. What's this one? I didn't know you could do that. Oh, I didn't know that. Filed under I didn't know that. Here we go. Funny men give more orgasm. And shout out to D Nickel. Hold on a second. Let me refresh. Refresh.
Give more orgasms. According to psychologytoday.com, women with partners who had a great sense of humor enjoyed more orgasms and stronger ones as well. How many times I gotta tell y'all funny women? I feel like we all know one medium ugly man who just gets so much that he, I don't want to say he doesn't deserve, but it'd be out of his league a little bit. That's you? You hit that? How you get that fine? It's something about a guy who can make you laugh. They did a poll of like 54 women in relationships, and the ones who had a partner who was funny or had a sense of humor, on average, they had more orgasms. This is why men hate when other men make their girl laugh, because they be knowing. But shout out to the funny. Funny men give more orgasms. According to psychology.
Hold on a second. I'm just fact checking this lady. Good in psychology today. Good in bed. And survey says funny men give more orgasms. Brah, 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 brah. Okay, you know what? Okay, I'm sharing this shit. You know those questions they ask online? What would you tell your younger self? I'd be black, man. Fuck, nigga. Man, holy shit. You got it made. You got it. Sure. You may not get all the bitches. That's how I spoke. So this is me speaking its language, right? You may not get all the bitches, but you can get some of them bitches. All right? Why? Because you fucking funny. This was my problem, man. I was insecure as a motherfucker. You know what I mean? I even tried to hide it. Shout out to all the my sisters who were like trying to, I mean, genuinely, I still remember some people who saw that insecurity in my and tried to help. And God bless you, because I see you trying, right? But yeah, man, I was insecure as a motherfucker, and I was that guy who, look, walked on by, you know, what's that line from? She keeps on passing me by, the last verse, you know, that she goes and get the dopest Ethiopian, blah, blah, blah. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. I was that guy. Never approached. Never fucking, I was just scared, trembling in fear. And every time I did try, and the girl would just hint at a lack of interest. It's like, hey, I already got a boyfriend. Oh, man, no, this one, oh, my God, this one, she said, I can't accept this date because I'm already dating someone, and she gave me this not elaborate, but just explaining how it was the closest to, hey, if this doesn't work out with this asshole, holler at me. Let's be, you know, holler at me. But no, because it wasn't a yes, I took. I still remember taking rejection so badly, like it was like the equivalent of crashing a car. Like I really fucked up. I took rejection as a personal failure on my part, like 5 plus 5, like the skill testing question was 5 plus 5, and I wrote 6. You know what I mean? I just felt so stupid when rejected. But all this to say, I had no idea. I mean, I heard about women liking sense of humor, but you know. My black ass, my dumb ass watched the... This is what happens. You don't have good role models, right? Well, I kept watching TV for male role models and surrounding myself by assholes who con artists who would be like, yeah, everything you need to know about picking up, bitch, rule number one, don't be yourself. That's who I got advice from. But anyways, all this to say, if I could go back in time, I would just tell myself, it's like, be you got it, man. Now, I guess I don't know how to also explain, don't be an asshole. I mean, you know, be who you are, including kind. Girl doesn't like you, keep it moving. Don't be disrespectful. Because I had also, this is why I'm also I call myself an ex-member of the cult of masculinity. Because I blame it for a lot of my childhood failures. But anyway, yeah, so follow this. I didn't know that. I should have known that. And if I could go back in time, I would tell my younger self, be black, you got it, babe. sorry, I put in my notes. If I could go back in time, I tell myself, don't love them hoes. This is my old self trying to make current self laugh. All right, okay. What else? Oh, my God. So shout out to Sun Michelle. And today's words of wisdom goes, my toxic relationship. And he says something about, okay, prior to this clip, I was praising TikTok, right? TikTok, for content consumers such as myself, they're doing right by me. But for content creator, I was not aware. And Sun Michelle, who got a lot of his content through there, well, he had some thoughts about how TikTok ain't shit. So here we go.
Oh. Recently achieved 300K followers on TikTok.
Wait, one more time, rewind.
Peace. I recently achieved 300K followers on TikTok, and I didn't celebrate it. I didn't even mention it. There was no thank you post, and not because I'm ungrateful to have you here, but because TikTok is ungrateful to have me here. Mm. As I said before, every single time I have reached a milestone on TikTok, I've always been greeted with a series of ticky-tack violations and a threat to have my account deactivated. This 300K milestone being no exception. I racked up comment strikes for telling people things like, it's their prerogative whether or not they use the N-word, but it is what it is. But I digress. This is not about to be one of those sessions with a friend who's in a toxic relationship with someone that you've told repeatedly to leave, but they never do. They just keep coming back to you complaining about that person. Yeah, nah. This ain't that. Nope, this is just me telling you that while I may do what I need to do in order to maintain my TikTok profile for professional purposes, if you want to keep up with me, you might want to do so on another app. Pick one. Or two. Or a few, but I don't know how long TikTok will remain an option. That is apparently outside of my control. Holla at your boy. We out ya.
We out ya.
Peace. I recently achieved 300K followers on TikTok, and I didn't celebrate.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I was replaying fucking Twitter, man. You know, I had a thought while I was thinking about that. When I was in high school, I kind of wanted to build a career between the artists and the that was based on the circle, the intersection between the artists and the performers. And well, that went came and gone. The internet showed up, but I'm wondering, kind of sounds like these content creators need a better friend, man. Because these, look, I wonder what a social media platform that is friendly to content creator looks like. Friendly to content creator and content consumers. What does that look like? With that said, I know one thing for sure is I should point out that shout out to me, because I recently created an account on Thread and IG, Instagram. Excuse me. By we, I mean for Shut Up Podcast, this podcast. I have one called I'm on Thread and IG. Now, I recently read an article, a piece by Wired Magazine. That's like, don't get any nerdier than that. And they had a title. The title goes, don't join Threads. Make Threads join you. Long story short is they're trying to say, yo, it's a buyer's market. Make them want your fucking business. Because right now, Thread is made by Meta, Facebook. And if you know me, you know that Facebook, man. Facebook is up there with Whitey. Fuck Facebook's a staff, record labels as a motherfucking crew. Yeah, they kind of I'm not bitter. Yeah, I'm bitter. Because they I believe their AI algorithm kicked me off the platform. And but that's not here or there. But my point, where was I going with this? I was saying, oh, Thread has the same mentality as Facebook, in that they're like pimping your personal information. Yo, here's a thought. Personal information is so valuable. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they create a club or a bar scene where they say, hey, these amount of drinks are free, but we need you to agree to disclosing personal information, where you live, how big your dick, why are you here, where you work. You know, information that we could sell about. What I'm getting at is information is power and information is valuable. And fucking Facebook has figured out how to. Facebook offers you this free platform where you get to interact with some friends that you wish you didn't have. Share some personal information, make you feel like a celebrity amongst your friends. And but the exchange is we grab all this personal information and sell it to the highest bidder. Now, I won't lie, I'm still not clear about the dangers of that shit, but it is true that we are getting to a point where, fuck, Why do you bother having blinds? Like, the concept of privacy is starting to change. I'm staring out my window right now, and there's a tree in front of it, right? But there's blinds. I'm like, technically, I don't need those blinds. I have blinds in front of my window because it's psychologically makes me feel safe. But we're slowly getting into a world where it's like getting pointless to have blinds in front of your windows, meaning these companies, if they want to find out shit about you, they will find out shit about you. Shout out to Osama bin Laden who learned that shit the wrong way. Yeah, sorry. Hold on. I don't know why my eyes are so dry. Is it because it's warm? Anyways. Yeah. All right. Why am I telling you about my personal information? But yeah, so I'm on Thread, and I'm not really happy with it, but where was I going with this? Yeah, no, I just wish that. Sorry, Shut Up Podcast is on Thread, and I'm debating on whether to make a big deal out of it. Oh, getting back to this Sun Michelle. Yeah, man. No, seriously. Fuck. I thought TikTok, you were the chosen one. But no, but I'm starting to remember how black content creators were saying, like, yo, them motherfuckers are dissing us. You know what this feels like? The music business all over again. All these black folks, all these talented black folks have a platform to perform, and these crazy white crackers fuck with them. Sorry, I was about to make a bad anti-Semitic joke. It was an anti-Semitic joke. Sorry. Because I put it in your head, just pretend I made an anti-Semitic joke, but it was funny. But it was, you know, all right. Where was I going with this? Yeah, no, I'm just, but that's why I couldn't enjoy Vinyl that much. The TV series on HBO, because it was way too much emphasis about how the music business fucked over artists, and I can understand to a white person that'd be like, oh, those are the good old days, but to me, that shit pissed me off, man. Anyway, yeah, man. So TikTok, do right by your fucking content creators. All right, what else do I got? Don't worry, kids, we're getting close to the end. Again, all this shit will be in the show notes. All right, okay, we are getting close to the end. Okay, the last content I have is about Darius Dalton and Adam 22. And if you know, you know, but I'll make sense later, right? This is me saying, hang on, we just got two more items before we get to the last one. All right, okay, so I am so sick of, and I agree with this sentiment, I am so sick of every black podcast being about relationships and dating and what your partner should be like. Talk about comics, or films, or anime, or history, or physics, or literally anything else but fucking dating. Amen! Amen. Sorry, where does this come from? This came from, oh no, okay, someone on Reddit. What is this? Yeah, Black People Twitter, shout out to them, who wrote, yeah, I agree with it. It goes, Mr. Nicky goes, do black people not have any famous lawyers, scientists, or... Okay, sorry. Okay, so this is a post on Reddit, all right? And and that was the initial caption. And the creator, you, Cosbussy? Cobussy? I don't like reading Twitter names because it's always complicated. But Cobussy? Anyway, whatever. U/Cobussy. Thank you. And that user was commenting to a tweet by Bista Nigger. That's his name. Oh, homie's Haitian. Bruh, bruh, bruh. Cliff, Ohio. They're Haitians in Ohio? Focus, B. All right. And he wrote in his caption, I'm assuming by the mister, he goes, do black people not have any famous lawyers, scientists, or politician we can invite on podcasts? How is every single discourse, relationship, and sex-based? I fucking know. So shout out to me and my podcast for not being your typical black podcast, and I only complain about racism. That's what makes me predictable. But I don't talk about my hoes and relationships. And look at me acting like, okay, don't disrespect. If you do that shit, I'm not dissing you, I'm sorry. What I am saying is, fuck. Yes, I'm tired of fucking these. It's like black folks, all they got is to talk about relationships, and shit is driving me nuts. I'm not going to talk about what Mr. Nigga was talking about. Okay, Daily Loud. It goes, Portia Williams says, women getting peed on will not stop other men from wanting to marry her. Jesus Christ. Anyway, yeah. Shit is lame. That's what I'm saying. You know what I feel like? I feel a little bit like De La Soul. Me, myself, and I. And everyone's talking about chains, radios, and shit like that. And I'm like, I'm being like them. Shout out to Pasta Deuce. No, shout out to True Goy the Dove, RIP. Shout out to De La Soul, but I mean RIP, because I just remembered. I just had a memory of him on this video. Oh, my God. I'm going somewhere with this shit. Right. Okay. The order of my rundown sheet. This was supposed to be linked to Darius Dalton and Adam 22 and the last segment. But before I get to the last segment, real quick, I have to talk about the story of Captain Beth Williams. And you're like, who's Captain Beth Williams? Well, Captain Beth Williams is a fictitious character from a fictional character. What's the difference between fictitious and fictional, by the way? I might have to get a guest host, man, to answer questions like that. But anyway, I'll get that. All right. It's good to have someone you can host with who's smarter than you, but not too smart. I mean, anyways, I'll figure that out. All right, Beth Williams. Who is she? She is a fictional character from the Law and Order show. Yo, I gotta tell you, man, I'm fucking addicted to that show. I'm so glad. Dick Wolf, my God, man. Dick Wolf didn't do a dick move by creating Law and Order. Fuck, I make myself giggle. All right, get to the point, B-Blab. All right, so I'm going to read from Law and Order fandom.com. History, Captain Beth Williams. Okay, spoiler alert, right? This is an episode of, Law and Order. It was, the title is called No Surrender. Oh, she appears in more episodes? Okay, yeah. And I wish I could give you an episode number. I think it's season 17. I'm deep into it, right? But let me just read the quick history. Captain Beth Williams is a female ranger in the United States. Okay, the history goes, Beth was sexually assaulted. Oh, by the way, spoiler alert. Beth was sexually assaulted and beaten by her ex-fiance, Mickey Reed, after she competed in a fight club late one night and called off the engagement. Women, am I right, fellas? Right. When she discovered Mikey was the one who attacked her, yeah, you don't find that out to the end of the episode, she beat him in her mother's basement until Olivia Benson stopped her. Beth was not charged with assault, and Mickey was arrested for Beth's rape. She also planned to use this event as a way of showing strength in women in facing trauma but remaining strong. Oh, man, sorry, chest is hurting. What was I saying? Yes. Okay, the reason I bring up this story is because I was so into... Okay, here's the thing about Law and Order. They have their whatever shows, and they have, like, their great shows. I think it's, like, all relative. I'm sure someone hated... I mean, you know, I'm not going to look at what the rating was on this episode, but I really enjoyed this show, and I'll tell you why. Excuse me. Because it starts out with this Beth character who is, like, she's, like, in the military. She's in the Rangers. And from what I understand, Rangers is, like, the cream of the crop. It's, like, the... I don't know if it's, like, a level higher than Marines, but you don't fuck with a Ranger. Like, man, if I'm dating a girl and her ex is a Ranger who still can't let go of her, yeah, I'm like, that relationship is over. Fuck that. You belong to that man. Because I ain't looking for... I don't care how funny I am. I ain't fucking with that guy. And yeah, so... So she is, I guess in this episode, I don't know if she's the first, but she is like she beat all the competition. She's like, she's been fucking dudes up. She's been showing that, yo, she's like went above and beyond and show what men can do and women can do better. Like she just, basically it's a tough spot. Like in order to be Rangers, you gotta be amongst the, like I'm talking badass. I'm talking like Omar coming badass. So she became... They demonstrate that she's a badass motherfucker for making that range. And the story is how they're going to send her on tour to be like, hey, I'm a woman, and I made it to a Ranger, meaning I'm a tough motherfucker. Who else wants to with Hollywood Codes? Mike Tyson, I eat that motherfucker for breakfast. Anyway, whatever, right? I'm putting a lot of emphasis on her being a strong human being. Emphasis, okay? I purposely say strong human being. Next scene, she goes to a party, and then it shows that she was assaulted, right? But and you can tell, like, you know, she's like crawling, she got jumped, right? Caught off guard, because she's a bad motherfucker. They established. Did I explain that she's a bad motherfucker, right? And yeah, so she was sexually assaulted, and okay, this is where I'm going with this, right? The point of the story is it had me thinking about how, like, there was growth through that. Okay, I'm going to say some shit that I'm ashamed of, but this is why I loved it. But also to put emphasis on why I enjoyed this episode, because I was a changed person. Because I remember going, see, that's why you shouldn't be in the Navy. You know what I mean? That's why you can't be in the Rangers, because, you know, women get ripped. I actually said that. Yes, I know. Okay. I am not saying a popular opinion. Maybe I guess I should have trigger warning. But I remember, yeah, I remember thinking that. But I was also fighting that mentality. I'm like, yeah, fighting with myself about, come on, B, what the fuck? But here's the thing. The main character, Beth Williams, she was also fighting with that. It's like, fuck. How did I allow myself to be I was supposed to be the cream of the crop. I was supposed to be the most badass motherfucker out there. And they show the character, like, she's in, basically, they show her handling the rape like Tupac handled getting shot 5 times. Like, fuck it, man. All right, man, you know, I'm going to walk this shit off. I'm going to get out, right? But you can see the internal struggle because, you know, as a woman, she has the extra pressure is, like, a man is okay to fall, but as a woman, it's like, fuck. The whole point to me making this far was to show how badass of a human being that I am. Now, because of that, it makes the investigation for her tough. And I remember, again, thinking, oh, see, you know. Okay, this is what happened. I remember saying, see, that's why you couldn't have done it. And I remember saying, see, that wouldn't have happened to a man. And that's when I had an aha moment. Because the reality is, men do get raped by other men. Also, could be by a woman, but what happened to her could have happened to fucking Mike Tyson. But here's the part that's the difference. And this is the part where I was like, okay, this right here is what makes women better than men. Because towards the end of two things happen at the end of the episode. Again, spoiler alert. She beats the shit out of, like I said, beats the shit out of her attacker. But at the same time, allows herself to be like, all right, accept the sick. Like, she got, sorry, I'm laughing because it's not because she beat the, okay, I'm not sure. It's an interesting timing that she beats the shit out of her attacker, and then has you know what? All right, fuck it. I'm gonna accept it, man. I'm a survivor. She finally accepts the fact. She finally accepts what happens to her, and says, "All right, fuck it." And I'm gonna put the word out there. I'm gonna like. Initially, she was just going to pretend like the rape never happened. You know, no, I fell off my bike. You know, tough people like me don't get hurt. But she ended up saying, "Fuck it." Going live at the end of the episode, she ended up going speaking out about her attacker, about being attacked, and the whole point, and I guess this is what I love about this story, is the whole point is it goes against this notion I grew up with: life is about not falling down. You fall down, you're an idiot, and that's the thing. Anyone could fall down. It's the getting back up that makes you tougher. So what she, this is to be created gender war. So what she ended up doing is going public. Did I mention that? Yeah, Beth mentioned in facing her trauma, but remaining strong. Yes, I love that line. She says she also planned to use this event as a way of showing strength in women in facing trauma, remaining strong. Now, look, and this where I'm going with this is, if I was in her shoes, I could picture myself wanting to be tough. If I was a male who got raped, I could picture, I guess these rapists know how to target their victims, but I could picture a version of myself pretending like it didn't happen, but the whole world around me, like pretending like, nah, never, like, okay, so I'm a victim of rape, And like that, like David Chappelle joke. It's like, fuck it, man. I ain't telling nobody about this shit. No way I'm handling this humiliation. Are you kidding? Fuck that. But the thing is, and I've tried this before, I would pretend like nothing would happen, but the world around me would know something's wrong with B, man. What the fuck is wrong with me? What the fuck is wrong with that guy? Something is up with people. In my mind, I'm pretending I'm putting on a strong face. No way. I ain't going to be no fucking victim. I like Chris Rock, this last show. I ain't going to be no victim. No one's going to look at me like no victim. And this is where I was going with the men being greater than women. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna push back because I'm realizing that I'm being a little too, go on, girl power. But the truth is, they're put in a situation where they have no... Where I was going with this is the survivor, the one who outs their attacker, the one who's willing to accept... The power of vulnerability, this is where I'm going with this. Who's willing to accept and say, yo, yes, I did... I was attacked. I was caught off guard. There's a power in sharing your story and also shaming these fucking attackers. See, the thing that makes rape so fucking ugly, so lack of vocabulary, right? But such a destructive crime is the fact that it's so hard to punish the attackers. It's so hard to prove. And like, look at Brett Kavanaugh. That motherfucker is like a date rapist. And he's, look how long it took to bring Cosby down. But, it's so hard to, part of what these rapists that allows them to prosper, to get away with it, is they get to hide. And sometimes even their attackers will avoid pointing, like outing them because it's a lot of work to bring them down. A lot of people are like, are you making this shit up? I'm just saying, I'm by the end of this episode, I applaud for this character. I'm glad what she did. She's still a tough human being in my eyes. But what makes her tougher, it's not the fact that she could bench my weight. And I'm heavy. I'm very heavy at purpose, right? It's the fact that she got knocked down, got back up, and rain hellstorm on her attacker, man. I was so proud of this. Oh, yeah, the title, the name of the episode was called No Surrender. I was so proud of the character and what she did, and I was like, I get it now. I get it. Like, there is power in shaming your attacker. There is power in saying, hey, I was a victim. This is what happened. There is power in saying, what happened to me is fucked up. Here's hoping it doesn't happen to others. As opposed to just, no, I'm okay. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not crying. I'm okay. Get out of my fucking way. Closure. Being healthy. Anyway, I'm just saying. Yeah, love that episode. What time is it? Oh, my God. All right, okay, let's go, B. Don't worry. Final thought won't be long. I promise. Lie. Okay, last but not least. Okay, this is what I was talking about early on in relation to I'm so sick of black podcasts and every relationship, yada, yada, yada. Now, I'm talking about, sorry, my watch is thinking I'm working out, so my heart rate must be high. All right, so Darius, I labeled this one, Darius Dalton, Adam 22, and other people's opinions about your girl. This is how I labeled this segment, right? So if you don't know about that, I am not going to cover, you're probably wondering, who the fuck is Darius Dalton? Good. If I say Kiki Palmer, yeah, that motherfucker and his A-shit baby daddy. Yeah, I'm not covering that story, right? But this is where I'm getting at, right? So, real quick, because it is kind of funny, right? Kiki Palmer was at an Usher concert. Usher serenaded her, and his punk ass Darius Dalton, you know what? Okay, made the crime of putting out his insecurity on the internet and shaming his baby mother, the mother of his child. Basically, Kiki Palmer. And he said some stupid shit up like, yo, fuck, you gonna wear that shit? And you're the mother of a child? Some shit like that, right? And I'm not covering the story. But I am going to use this opportunity to think about when to remember how I had that insecurity. I don't know. Okay, again, I was talking about the cult of masculinity. I'm trying to think of the idea I'm trying to put out, right? I was thinking about the cult of masculinity. I was thinking about this one relationship I was in. And the girl broke it off. And she, at the time, I didn't see it, but she saw what I was willing to see. And we just weren't compatible. It just wasn't working out. We weren't going to be there. This shit, either we end it now or fucking it ends itself. Worse. So we break up. She breaks it up, but I remember lying to people and say, no, it was a mutual decision, you know what I mean? And pride, right? But I remember after the breakup, there was two things that happened. One, a sense of, thank God I could fart again. I mean, thank God, because in this relationship, I was being a fake. I was not being myself. The relationship was just, it was awful. I'm just glad she saw it better than I did. It was awful, but the worst part about it, like this should have been my clue that this relationship, that I did not love this person. Because after the relationship ended, my first thought wasn't, I need time to heal. No, my first thought was, what are people going to say about me? And that's why I'm thinking of Darius Dalton. I'm thinking about how the relationship I was in and how much other people's opinion about me fucked with me. So she had to be pretty. I needed everyone to give me their approval. She can't do anything that would embarrass me. The fuck you mean? You were hanging out with your old high school friend. What the fuck? You're making me look like a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, it was very important. Like, I have this joke going on about the whole Darius Dalton? Am I pronouncing his name right? Doesn't matter, right? Dalton, whatever, right? Kiki Palmer story makes me laugh because I feel when he shamed his Kiki Palmer on the internet, the reason he did that, my theory is because he didn't want to go to the barbershop and have a bunch of niggas going, yo, couldn't be me, nigga. Holy shit, you let her diss you like that? And he said, no, I didn't. I just wrote something mean on Twitter about it. You know what I mean? Like, this was his way of showing the folks at the barbershop that he put up a fight. That's a theory. I have no fucking idea. Matter of fact, their relationship is none of my business. I shouldn't be talking about it. But I am talking about the last time I can remember being insecure. I mentioned I was insecure. Giving too much of a fuck about other people's opinion about our relationship, specifically my girlfriend. Like, everyone else is, like, I was in a relationship with her and everyone else. And I'm also remembering, I'm also remembering how I felt the need to be this human being that I, basically, what is that line by Tupac? Back to get Rex, all respect to those who break their necks to keep their hoes in check. So, sorry, because if you know me, I am not the keep the hoes in check type of guy. But I felt the need that I can't, like, I remember believing that I needed to behave in a way that would, that I can get approval from all my friends at the barbershop. So God forbid, they say, hey, is that your girl? And this is why it's like, yo, me and the crew used to do her. Shit like that, you know, like you didn't want to hear shit like that. So that's why it was very important for me to be like, hey, what's your body count? Okay, you know what? I don't care about the body count, but any of them for model. Is there a chance someone's going to come up to me and say, yo, that's your girl? No, I had her when she was great. Like, I didn't want to. Like, there was a lot of toxicness in my mind. I'm saying I am not surprised. You know what's funny? When it comes to relationship, I can tell you a lot about failures, about fucking up. If I do a podcast, I can do about what not to do. Anyway, all right, okay, so I spoke too much about the Darius Dalton. Now, I got to bring up the name of Adam 22. I had no idea. Okay, sorry. Okay, I tell you what. In the show notes, there's a whole bunch of links about where I covered this Darius Dalton story. Yo, why can't he spell his name like an Estsikamli Dalton? Dalton. And Adam 22. Who the fuck is Adam 22? His name is, come on, B. The links. Oh, there we go. All right. So Adam 22 is a dude with a podcast, right? And I hate when I tie the wrong link to a story. damn it. Hold on a second. Sorry. Now I got to do a... I'm not going to read the whole story, but it just goes... It just goes... Lita, the plug, calls out double standard, says her husband... oh, there's a video. Here, I'm going to play the video. Hopefully she explains it. Her husband is not a simp, all right? So here we go. Go TMZ.
I wanted to ask, do you feel bad about the way Adam is currently getting dragged online? I mean, the comments people are making are calling him simp of the year, bros holding back tears.
Okay, I feel bad for him because it's like I'm having a lot of positive reaction while he's having a lot of negative reaction. I'm getting hated too, but I...
Hold on, you know, I'll just explain it. All right, so long story short, Adam, I thought he was a porn star, but no, he is a... Adam 22, he is a... dude's got a pot. The point is, homie married a porn star. He married a porn star, and her name is Lena, and she's hot. She is hot. And her name is Lena the Plug, right? Okay, so I remember... Oh, that's his name? Oh, it's American YouTuber. Okay, real quick extract from New Hampshire. Okay, born November 24th, 1993, more commonly known as Adam 22. Oh, Adam Grandmaison. Why? I don't know how you pronounce that in English. Grandmaison? That sounds a little too Ku Klux Klanish, but Grandmaison, prononce that en français. Okay, so Adam Grandmaison, Big House, the literal translation. More commonly known as Adam 22, is an American podcaster, and YouTuber. He's best known for being the creator of and host of pop culture oriented podcast No Jumper. What do I feel like know that shit? Anyway, homie married, is that his spouse? Lena Noween. Yeah, you know what? Because I'm a fucking perv, I'm going to Google that name. Oh. I was hoping to see. Click images. Damn, she's hot. All right, sorry. Okay, so he married this porn star. All right, now I honestly thought homie was a porn star. I remember watching the video of her wedding and looking all sexy and shit like that, and, and people are making fun of her. And I remember watching the video of their wedding, right? And someone says, "Hey, go on his wife." Or wife-to-be's Twitter page and look at the pinned tweet. And it was her advertising her next video with a black guy. I should give him, hold on a second. I should give him a little more. He's a black cat. Jesus Christ. He's a black porn star entertainer. I forget. I'm very familiar with his work. Let me put it this way. If you see him black.com, he's the black guy with a lot of tattoos. Yeah, you've seen him. And hold on a second. Oh shit! You know what? I'm actually distracted. I'm looking at and I know she's. Wait, that's not her. Get the fuck out of here! All right, get me. Oh my god, focus. Right. So the point of the story is she was at the same time as she was announcing her wedding, also advertising the fact that she's got a new movie coming out, a new clip, porn clip coming out. And involving this black dude, all right? And the internet was clowning the fuck out of him. I remember thinking, first of all, it's their fucking relationship. Mind your own god. Like, everyone had an opinion about, if this was my girl, I wouldn't let that shit. She's not your fucking girl. And what I'm getting at is, shout out to him, man. I don't know if this advertised, for not allowing people to... I believe in, look, find yourself someone who makes you happy, and bonus if your happiness pisses off other people. I love those kind of relationships. Now, I'm not talking about Hitler and what the fuck was her name. Not that kind of relationship. No, I'm not talking about Trump and Melania. No, I'm talking about people who find love in places that other people... Look, people are criticizing those two, and it hit me. I'm like, they're porn stars, right? They look at sex differently the way we do. They're porn stars. Not only do they look at sex differently than the way we do, but the rules of monogamy might be a little bit flexible for them, man. We were born into this world where heterosexual, monogamy, one woman, one man, one woman, have kids, And that's how the Bible wants it. And the truth is, maybe monogamy might not work for you. Maybe you're the kind, yeah, fuck it, man. I'll let my wife bang some other dude in front of me. You know what I mean? Like, you're in love with the fucking person. She's your partner. She's your... Sorry, it was just stressing me out, man, as you can see. But instead of cursing those people out, because everyone who's in a relationship has their own unique problem, I just took the time to think about the last time I was in a relationship and allowed other people's fucking opinion to fucking ruin the whole situation. But the one thing it did make me think about is how... Yeah, no. I was just thinking about the last relationship I was in. Actually, no, most of my relationship. The biggest fear of breaking up, of being dumped, wasn't the, okay, you know what? This needed to happen because it wasn't going to work out, you know, accepting that it wasn't going to work. No, my biggest concern was having people clown me for being dumped. And I guess that's what I'm saying. That should have been my sign that, yeah, man, this relationship, you're not looking at relationship properly. Yeah, anyways. Hey, look, man, shout out to y'all's in relationship, great partnerships. Someone you found, someone you could share the world with and are smart enough to know that the rest of the world could go fuck themselves. It's just you and that person. The rest of us, man, we just need to shut the fuck up. The rest of us just need to shut the hell up. We all need to shut the hell up. All right, okay. That was a little shout out to my man, BK. All right, okay. All right, guys. What time is it? Damn, I went over. Okay. Well, actually, I kind of predicted it. And this is me reminding myself that be black. It's your podcast. So go over. You went over, so deal with it. All right, so let's jump now to final thoughts. And I get to enjoy the rest of my Sunday here. All right, so let's do this. Final thoughts. Okay. Like I said, real quick. Okay. The first quote that I wanted to share, I read out loud. I said, someone not committed to growth as an individual will not be committed to growing as a mate. And we already talked about that is how, if Talal Macy has this really good poem where he says that he's with a woman and he says, I'm not in love with you. I'm in love with the woman you're becoming. Meaning, accept that you're going to change. And like, if you're going to be in a long-term relationship, you both need to accept that you're going to change. And the hope is that you change in a way that works for both of you. You know what I mean? So what I'm getting at is someone not accepted. I guess that's a value for me, man. Growth and being authentic. But if you're going to date someone, make sure that you both share the same definition of growth. Because I've made the mistake of dating people who we both told each other that, yeah, we're about growth. Only to realize that we both had different definition of growth. All right? Some people, growth for them, it's financial. Some of them, it's like physical. Some of them, it's like emotionally, you know? Whatever. All right. I don't have to pretend. Yes. Okay. I love this quote. I don't have the energy to pretend. I think it's because I'm 48. I was talking about this, I keep talking about when the first days of going into therapy. And that's something that I learned. Stop pretending. There's a lot of relationships I have is all based on me simply pretending. One example of that is around my parents. I acted like, you know, I was Christ follower and all that shit. I was pretending. I was trying to make them happy. I was lying. I was lying. I don't know if they to them, it's like, no, that's normal. I mean, I don't know if they wouldn't look at it as lying. It's no, you're fucking fake it till you make it. But what I'm saying is I grew up pretending like I was a church person. I was spiritual. Don't get me wrong. But I did grow up, you know, fuck it. I don't want to fight with people, and pretended to be who they needed me to be. All this to say, I'm done with that shit. If you're not getting a phone call from me, it's probably because our relationship wasn't based on me being authentic. Yeah, there we go. Done pretending. Okay. All right. Last one. What's up with the title? Okay. All right. Last title was called episode 93 was called Make It on This Earth. Ready? Are you ready? This shit's going to blow your mind. Today's episode's to Make It on This Earth. As in, it's a sequel to the last episode. It's a continuation of last episode. If you listen to the last episode, I did tell you how there was another point I wanted to make about the track Fear by Kendrick Lamar, and I couldn't remember it. Now, it didn't hit me at 3 in the morning, but when it did hit me, I was like, I'm not kicking myself for this. You know what? This is an opportunity. Chaos and opportunity. I'll just make a second episode and continue off what I was trying to say. And it was just one small point I wanted to make about Fear. Two small points. Okay. First one is, I talked about how I have a fear of failure, but I also have a fear of letting people down. It just reminded me of, I read the book by, about Grant, Ulysses Grant, the 18th president of the United States, and also the commander-in-chief leader of the Union Army. Basically, he's the guy who fought against, what's that cracker's name? Robert E. Lee, the Union, right? But I remember reading his story about his battles and shit like that, and that dude made some mistakes. He made mistakes. But what made him a great general is how, even though it fucked with his head, like, he was a human, he wasn't the guy, yo, send motherfuckers to battle just for the sake of it. No, he gave a fuck about people. If they died, it messed with them. But what was important is he kept on fighting. I can't imagine doing what he did. Because for me, as a leader, I have this huge fear of leading people into failure. of letting people down. Yeah, so I just needed to put that out that, yeah, two fears that I have is, one is, apparently it could be constructive and it could be destructive, but the two fears are fear of failure, and the second one is letting motherfuckers down. Those two fears are kind of fucking with this progress, the growth of this podcast, I know. But anyway, it's a topic of conversation in my therapy session, but that's another story. All right, last point that I just wanted to make about fear that I forgot to bring up on the last podcast. And this is why I'm grateful for this podcast. And this is why, going back to what I was saying about when I was saying, yo, yeah, TikTok, yeah, don't bring in all my old friends. Fuck that, man. I don't want to talk to people from Audible. Because sometimes I have thoughts about just menial shit, just whatever, fear. Like I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar's track, Fear. And it just sends me on a whole bunch of thinking, right? And then at some point, all that thinking, all these thoughts want to get out, and I find a human being to talk about it. And if I talk about fear, I live in the kind of, I'm surrounded by people that if I talk about fear, they'll want to respond with bravery. They'll want to lecture me about, well, you know, fear is, yeah, I get fear, yeah. Fear is an aspect, but what you really need to focus on is bravery. Let me tell you about how I'm brave and how you're a piece of shit for thinking about fear. You know, I bravery and fear are two separate subjects. Yeah, sure, the fears that I have might make me a coward, but I love fucking analyzing that shit, thinking about it, lingering. That's just how I do. Maybe it's the hypersensitivity in me. Maybe it's the empathy, the introvert in me. I just like to reflect on fucking ideas, and I'm not. And it's not about, oh, he's scared. No, how fear is such a powerful phenomenon and how it controls our lives. Bravery will be the next step. But I don't want to preach to you about fucking bravery. Well, one thing for sure, I can't preach to you about bravery because I'm still dealing with fear and how it's controlling. Like, fear had me wishing that I was, like, I could solve my problems like Bishop. Yeah, Bishop from the movie Juice. Get a gun and then, anyway, yeah, all this to say that what I like about this podcast is it allows me to, like, marinate on some thoughts. Because if I have a conversation with the average human being from Ottawa, okay, if I have a conversation with most of the people in my circle, if I just talk about, hey, fear. Let's talk about fear. They'll be like, no, fuck fear. You shouldn't be afraid of anything. Bravery. Let's talk about bravery. How you need to be brave. Let me talk about how I'm brave. How I've been brave. And how you can learn from my bravery and shit like that. I'm like, you know what I mean? I just like, like motherfuckers always want to correct your thinking. I thought it was like just religious Christian people who did that. But nah, man. It's a motherfucker thing. Yeah. It's not a Christian thing. It's a motherfuckers. There's a lot of motherfuckers in this world. And they won't let you be. And this, finally, concludes today's episode. All right? I told you it'd be a short final thought. Like always, you know what? I'm realizing that, like I said, I'm on. You can find me on Twitter via B Blizzak, Shut Up Podcast, TikTok, B.Black, Thread, Shut Up Podcast, and Instagram, Shut Up Podcast. And all I'm going to post on Instagram is anything referenced on this podcast. I haven't figured it out. I just say TikTok. TikTok, I have to figure out what I'm going to do with my TikTok account. But you can holler at me on Twitter via B Blizzak, Shut Up Podcast, TikTok, just look for Shut Up Podcast, man. I know it's hard to find me doing a Google search, but I'm working on it. I just installed the SEO product thingy plugin, and apparently it's going to fix that shit. So let's see how that goes. All right. But classic way to reach out to me, you know, find me on the interwebs, on the internets, using HTTP, the Hypertext Transfer Protocol, and loaded shutuppodcast.com. You can email me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com, you can email me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. You can subscribe to this podcast using the RSS feed. It's on the webpage. It's on there. It's right there. Just control copy and paste that shit in your favorite podcatcher. If you don't know what a podcatcher is, then just use Google and Apple Podcasts, to simplify shit. Yo, thank you for listening. All this to say, thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Peace. I mean it. Peace.
I am your king now.